paragraph Dalit. Visehu uvashona hachamishis toichlues period. Now Rav Nosson Zal says the Torah continues and tells us that on the fifth year you can eat the fruit of the tree without any limitations. No, you don't have to bring it anywhere, eat it wherever you want. Because when a person succeeds in nullifying themselves and in eliminating all four categories of gaiva that we described earlier, which is synonymous with eliminating all four klipois, which include in them all the different possible evil characteristics, bad character traits, kayadua, as is known in the Sifrei Kabbalah, that these four klipois encompass, you know, include all the different options of bad character traits. Azai hu zoicha lehi kolel ba'arba oisiyas Hashem. Then the person is zoicha to become part of the four letters of Hashem's name, Shehem Shoresh ha'arba yesoidos, which are the foundation, the origin of the four elements of creation, which are Eish Ruach Mayim Ofor, fire, air, water, and dust. Shehem Bechinas Doimein Tzomea Chayim Edaber, which correspond to the four levels of creation, inanimate objects, plants, animals, and human beings. Shesvivom Heim Ho Arba Klipois Anal, around which the four klipois revolve. The four klipois surround these four levels of creation and these four basic elements of creation. Shetzrichim l'shabram, and our mission is to break, to destroy, to eliminate these four klipois, ad shi'evarer kol ho'arba yisoidas, until we purify all the four elements, we remove from them all the bad, all the negative, ad shi'enichlal ba'arba yisoidas Hashem Baruch Hu, and thereby enabling these four basic elements to plug into the four letters of Hashem's name. And then, when a Jew gets to that level of humility, where he is lower, he considers himself less than all the four levels we spoke about, less than the big people, less than the medium people, less than the little people, and less than himself. Azai hu nichlal bebechinas koitzoi shel yud. Then that person plugs into the koitz of the letter Yud. Koitz in this context means like a crown, a little line that appears in the Sefer Torah on top of the Yud. We know that the four letters of Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei represent different levels of holiness, 10 different levels of holiness. The koitzoi shel Yud, that upper part of the Yud, that little line on top of the Yud, that represents the crown, the highest place. So Rav Nosson Zal says now that when a person is zoche to succeed in all four levels of humility here, then that person plugs into the koitz of the Yud, Shehu Lamala Mehakoil Kiyadua, which is above everything. That's the top of the top. Sheshom Ein Shum Achizas Hora Klal. There, the evil, the bad, cannot gain entry whatsoever. In the four letters of Hashem's name, Yud Kei Vav Kei, the lower, which correspond to the four basic elements of creation, there the klipois have the ability to connect, to grab onto it, to draw from it. That koitzei shel yud corresponds to such a high place where the klipois can't get in there whatsoever. And when a person gets to there, V'oz muter lechol haperos b'chol mokoyim. Then that fruit of the fifth year can be eaten anywhere. K'may shekosev, as the pasuk says, u'bashona hachamishes toichu es period. On the fifth year, you can eat the fruit wherever you want. Shona hachamishes zehu keneged b'chinas koitzoi shel yud. That fifth year corresponds to the koitz of the letter yud. Shehu bechinas yesoid haposhut. That is referred to in Sifrei Chassidus and Sifrei Kabbalah as the Yisoid HaPoshet, the simplest Yisoid. We mentioned that there are four Yisoidos. There are four basic elements of creation: fire, water, air, and dirt. Those are the four basic elements. There's something called Yisoid HaPoshut, which is a spiritual source from which these four Yisoidos emanate from. Bechinas Tzadik Yisoid Olam. That Yisoid HaPoshut is the Tzadik, who is also called Yisoid. There's a pasuk V'tzadik Yisoid Olam. And he is Shehu Sheirish V'chius Shel Kol Ho'arba Yisoidus. He is the source, the foundation, the root, and the source of life of all four basic elements of creation. So when a person is zoche to get to that level, to connect to there, v'oz yicholim lechol ha'peiros b'chol makoyim, then the person can eat the fruit anywhere. Kikvan izbatel hora al yidei shekimu mitzvah sorla. Because the person has already succeeded in eliminating the ra, the evil, totally, by keeping the first 3 years of Orla. V'loyochlu me'aperoi shalashonim, they didn't eat from the produce of the tree for 3 years. V'yachakach net taravai, and then they followed the law of the fourth year, shehelu aperos v'yushalayim, they brought those fruit to Yerushalayim. V'zehu u'bashono hachamishis toichu esperioi. And this is why the Torah goes ahead and writes, and on the fifth year, you can eat the fruit without any limitations. Lohoisif lohem tivuasoi. And the pasuk says, to add the tvua, to add to the produce. Kioz, kishezoichin levatel hageus legamri. Because when a person is zoichet to eliminate the arrogance totally, velovoi letachlis soanova, and to achieve the highest level of humility, oz nimshachol of brocha v'toisvis shefa, V'roiv toiv, then that person doesn't just get what they're supposed to get, the person gets blessing and toisvis, all kinds of bonuses, toisvis, all kinds of additions, additional shefa and roiv toiv, all kinds of multitude of goodness. You follow? When a person gets to this level, he's not just getting shefa, he's getting loaded bonuses, bonuses and bonuses on top of bonuses. Bibichinas, as the Zohar Kodesh says, man dehu ze'er hu rav. One who is small, he is big, he is great. Because one who is small is not just going to get to regular, he's going to get to tremendous greatness. V'zeu bichinas lahoisif lohem tivuasoi. This is why the pasuk adds those words over there. When it speaks about the fruit, the produce of the fifth year, it says lahoisif, to add, to increase, the tvua. Lohisiv ze bechinas Yosef. That term Lohisiv is merames to Yosef. Bechinas tzadik yisoid olam. He is the symbol of tzadik. Shemimenu kol hahashpois vahabrochis. The tzadik is the one from whom all shefa and brocha comes from. All sustenance and all blessing from Hashem comes via the tzaddik, kayadua, as is known in the Zohar HaKodesh, in the Sifrei Kabbalah. This is made very, very clear, that all hashpois that Hashem sends down to the world must go via yisoid, the midah of yisoid, which is the tzaddik. Bechinas, as we saw in the Torah, in last week's parasha, I believe it was, ve'yosef hu hashalit, hu hamashbir l'chol am ha'oretz. Yosef is the ruler. He is the provider for the entire nation. Shekol am ha'aretz, the entire nation. Shehem kol bnei adam sheba'olam, which represents all the people of the world. Kulam yoinkim chiyusam u'mekablim hashpa'osam rak mehatzadik. All of them draw their life and receive their sustenance only via the tzaddik. Shehu bechinas Yosef, who is Yosef, shehu bechinas Yisoid hachamishi, he is referred to as this fifth element. Shehu bechinas koitzoi shel yud, he corresponds to that's koitz of the yud. Shehu hachius hanelam Bechol ho arba yisoidos. That's the hidden source of life. That's the battery inside all the four basic elements. She'ein zoichen lazeh, and one is not zoichet to be on that level, kiim al yedei tachlis ho'anova v'ashiflus b'chol arba b'chinas na'al. Until the person achieves perfection of humility in all four levels of humility that we spoke about. V'ho b'ho talia. And Rav Nosson Zal says, these two things depend on each other. The rest of this paragraph is a very, very critical foundation in Judaism and Breslov Hasidus, that these two things depend on each other. Which two things? Ki kol echod kefi ma shemevatel atzmoi umargish shiflusoi be'emes, each and every single person, to the degree that the person succeeds in achieving humility, in nullifying himself, in knowing that he's nothing, he doesn't know anything, he's not. To that degree, the person will succeed in coming really close to the true tzaddik, who is the one, the tzaddik, who has achieved the epitome of humility on all levels. The concept of nothing, legamri, totally, like Moshe Rabbeinu. This is the main praise and the main success of the true tzaddik, the fact that he has achieved perfection of humility. Because the Gemara tells us, anova is greater than all other qualities. This is the most important. This is the critical thing. And this is what will decide how close a person is going to come to the tzaddik. It's not how much Torah you know. It's not how much tzedakah you give. All of those things are very important and they're contributing factors. But Rav Nosson Zal is saying here, the most important thing is how much you realize that you don't know. To the degree that a person realizes that he's zero, to that degree, that person can receive 100 from the tzaddik. If you're a 10, then the maximum you can receive from the tzaddik is 90. If you're a 90, if you think you're a 90, the maximum you can receive from the tzaddik is 10. So that's in that direction. V'chein. And it works in the other direction also. The more a person becomes close to the tzaddik and becomes part of the tzaddik, he nullifies himself, he puts aside his own seichel, he listens to everything that tzaddik tells him to do, and he does everything he possibly can to serve the tzaddik, to become part of the tzaddik. It's not that, oh, well, I have my life also, I have to live my own life. Person who negates himself, we see by Rav Nosson Zal. In a few days, we're going to have Rav Nosson Zal's Yortzeit. Today is Yom Shlishi. Rav Nosson Zal's Yortzeit is going to be on Yom Shishi of this week, Asura B'Teves, Tov Shin Ayin Aleph. And those who write about Rav Nosson Zal emphasize that Rav Nosson Zal had many students, and each one of the students was special in many different ways. Some of them were incredible tzaddikim, incredible in tefillah. Others were incredible in Torah. Others were incredible in chesed. Each one, powerhouses. They're referred to as koich ve'or, stars. However, when it came to this attribute of a person negating himself completely, a person being able to put aside everything he learned and everything he had accomplished, and say, in order for me to be able to receive the full benefit of this tzaddik, I have to be zero. Because if I'm a one or a five, or whatever I am, there's that much that I can't receive, and I'm not interested in that. I want to get 100. I don't want to miss out on anything at all from this tzaddik. Because I see this tzaddik is big enough that I don't want to hold on to anything I have. I want everything from him. Rav Nosson Zal was zeichet to negate himself totally in all the different ways. and to consider Rabbeinu Zal everything in his life, mamish everything, and to give everything he could of himself to Rabbeinu Zal. So Rabbeinu Zal says here, the more a person, the closer a person gets to the tzaddik and becomes part of him, to that degree, that person will succeed in achieving perfection in humility. That's the entire tikkun of a person. That's the tikkun of a person to achieve perfection of anova. Ki ikar hisrachkus kol adam. Listen to this line. The ki ikar hisrachkus kol adam me Hashem yisborach ume tzadik eyemes ume hatoira. The main thing that keeps a person distant from Hashem, from the true tzaddik, and from the Torah, shehem kol chiyusoi, whereby these three things are our source of life. Hashem is called Chai HaChaim, the source of life. The Torah is called Eitz Chaim, here, tree of life. The tzaddik is called Tzaddik Chai Almen, he's the source of life. Ho'ikar hu machmas geus v'kovoy. The main thing that blocks a person or people from coming close to the tzaddik is arrogance or respect. The fact that the person is interested in they're looking for kavod. I'm also a somebody. I'm not nothing. I'll never be. I'm a somebody. Are you kidding? I have my own dignity and I have my own qualities. Shenimshach mebechinas orlo hanal, and this gaiva and kavod comes from orla, comes from a tamei place. And a person has to do everything they can to eliminate from themselves all these different types of gaiva. And then he'll be zeicha to that fifth year, to when you eat all the fruit, and not just eat all the fruit, but to that tosefes, to that Rav Shefa, as it's called, to that multitude of blessing and sustenance from Hashem.